fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 14th day of January. The prepper tip of the day is to check out Merino wool socks. I've been wearing them continuously for about 18 years, whether it's 10 below zero or 110 degrees. The Merino wool socks keep my feet very comfortable, and I think you'll find the same thing. Check them out. I don't sell them, but you can find them on Amazon, Sportsman's Guide, REI. Lots of outdoor outfitters carry merino wool socks. And we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Dr. Pete Urokos. We're going to be talking about health-related matters and all kinds of things. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning, John. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year. Good to talk to you, sir. Well, you're in Metro Chicago, up between Chicago and Wisconsin. In the frozen Northland, what's your temperature up there this morning, sir?
Well, it looks like the high is going to be 38, so pretty warm.
Yeah, I was at Union Station in Chicago in the late 70s on, I think it was the day after New Year's, and I had a one-hour layover. I was riding Amtrak, and I thought, well, I'll walk around the block here. I opened the door. I took about 2 or 3 steps. The first breath I inhaled, the little hairs inside my nostrils froze instantly. I turned around and walked back inside. I thought, no, not this cowboy. I'm not going to be doing that. Well,
I believe it.
Yeah. Well, people who want to live up there, God bless them. They call it the hawk, don't they? They call it the hawk.
The wind.
The hawk.
Oh, yeah. It goes right through you. It feels like it goes straight to your bones.
Absolutely. It comes in off that lake. My goodness. Well, doctor, you're a chiropractic physician and young man. Your practice is not quite a year old, I believe. And you've got, at this point, more than 200 or 300 or so patients that you work with?
Oh, not quite that many. We're still, in the building process.
In the building process.
Right.
Well, 100. How about 100? 100 plus? Would that be a fair statement?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, well, you're still in the building process. Well, regardless, you deal with dozens of people, and it's a building process.
Yeah, sure.
That's what building a practice means. And, of course, you're active in the community, and you talk to a lot of folks unrelated to your practice in your community. I know you're a busy guy. Do you pay attention to the obituaries in your local newspaper?
I do not, actually.
Well, given your age, that would not be something I would expect you to do. what you'll find if you paid attention, if you looked at the obituaries for January 14th, 2022, January 14th, 2021, and going back to, say, 2019, you'll see the beginning of 2021, a dramatic increase in obituaries. I'm seeing it here locally. We just had a deputy sheriff on from Mississippi a few minutes ago doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and he's noticing the same thing in his community, a dramatic increase in people dying. We had a CEO of a life insurance company in Indianapolis go public about 10 or 12 days ago saying there's a 40% increase in life insurance policies being paid out, which means a 40% increase in fatalities, obviously. So I think if you haven't noticed it yet, Doctor, you will soon notice it. Now, you've probably had some patients who've gotten the COVID-19 clot shot vaccination who now regret it. Has that been the case, sir?
I've had some that have regretted it, yes. Others don't really think much of it. But honestly, I would say the vast majority of my patients are against it, for lack of a better term, or reluctant to get it.
Well, that's a great term. That's a perfect term. Hopefully the ones that regret it won't sign up to get the boosters. Would that be a fair assessment?
Absolutely. And, you know, I can't tell them what to do, what not to do. I can just give them, you know, the information that I know and hope that they'll make the best decision possible. But, yeah, hopefully if people, you know, my patients and everybody else included, if they've received the first one, then hopefully they don't go back for the boosters.
Something that my wife, Dr. Moore, was a chiropractic physician, and she early in her career, when she graduated from Logan College in 1985, she said, "Honey, these people will die before they make a dietary change." That's talking about her patients. Have you made the same observation? Have you made the same observation?
In terms of dietary change?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. I'm asking you what you've seen, what you observed.
Yeah. yeah, dietary change is one of those things that people are a little bit more, they give you more pushback to change. You know, some of the easiest, could be the easiest things to do are lifestyle changes and some of the things that can benefit us the most, but you get a lot of pushback with things like that because we all are you know, creatures of habit, and, you know, we develop those habits, and it's perceived that it's hard to break. When in reality, you know, if you give it, I say if you give it a good 2 weeks, those first 2 weeks are going to be a little rough. Yes, I get that. But after that, it starts to become easier and easier, and you develop a new habit, and then once you've developed that new habit, it becomes very easy, and you're better off for it. But yeah, dietary changes.
My our mutual friend Dr. Huff, he recommended that I embrace the Mediterranean diet. You have a Greek heritage yourself, so I don't know what your involvement, if any, with the Mediterranean diet is, but what are your thoughts one way or the other about the Mediterranean diet, sir?
Well, I might be a little biased because I'm Greek, but no, I think it's it's a great diet. It's very good for you. I don't stick to it strictly, I'll say, but I use a lot of lemon. I use a lot of olive oil, different types of seasonings, oregano, things like that, vegetables, and different types of meats make up a large portion of it. So I fully support what Dr. Huff is telling you.
Well, it's I've heard about the Mediterranean diet forever and the benefits. I never really gave it a whole lot of thought. But now that I've read up on it and I've embraced it, I don't feel like I'm making any sacrifices at all. And that I'm sacrificing anything for taste, for availability, for the time it takes to prepare it. I don't sure. see any downside at all for myself.
How long have you been on the Mediterranean diet?
Oh, just about 2 weeks. But I've already noticed some changes. I see my postmistress every day at the Cherryville Post Office. And earlier this week, she says, John, are you losing weight? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I pointed to my belt, and I said, I've had to take up another notch in my belt just to keep my pants up. So I guess I have lost them. I don't weigh myself. I've got the scale that my wife, Dr. Moore, used in her practice, and I rarely look at it or use it. But obviously, if you have to take up another notch in your belt, obviously something's going on, isn't there, Doctor?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you. Glad to hear that.
Not that I needed to, you know. One of my listeners lost 75 pounds by some dietary changes, and if I lost 75 pounds, I would weigh as much as I did when I was an 11-year-old boy. But so I don't. I really don't need to lose weight.
That.
No, what I'm looking more to do is to have better, more energy, more anaerobic strength, more aerobic strength, and so forth, and you know, various improvements of that nature. I've never had a problem with obesity ever.
How is your energy level?
It's improving. I'm satisfied with the level it is, and I'm looking to improve it and have it be at a better situation. Always looking to improve.
Sure.
And that's been my life. I'm always looking for ways to improve skill sets, to improve health, to improve energy. I've always lived my life that way, and that's not going to change. Yeah, it is. It is great. I had to keep up with young guys like you. I need to have improved energy to keep up with young guys like you, and do my best anyway to do so.
For sure.
Young man here yesterday works for ADT, the alarm company, and he's 32 years old, and I said, "Yeah, you're still 10 feet tall and can go 18 hours a day." And he says, "Yeah, I can still do that." And I can remember those days. Yeah, I used to be quite proud of working 80-hour weeks, week after week, month after month.
Oh, my gosh.
I took pride in that. I thought it was great that I could work 40-hour. I worked for two different employers at the time when I met Dr. Moore. I worked for two different employers right across the hall from each other, 40 hours a week for each one. I was working to save money to visit my daughter, and I was in my early 30s, and it was just what I did. I had blackout curtains on my window of my apartment or my bedroom so I could sleep in the daytime. And that's what I did to achieve my goal. So I don't necessarily want to be able to work 80 hours a week. I don't need to work 80 hours a week. But having improved energy is better for anybody, isn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And I will say, you know, I applaud you, and I think I wish people had that same type of work ethic nowadays. But energy plays a huge role in everything. I mean, if you don't have energy, even whenever you start your day, your whole day is shot. You know, and you're less productive, you're less healthy.
Your brain doesn't work as fast.
Right.
Well, that'd be a fair assessment. Well, let's. Can you and I agree that for most people, most of the time, the Mediterranean diet would be a healthy thing to consider and possibly try out?
For sure. Yes. Like I said, I fully support what Dr. Hub is telling you, and I think it's great for everybody. I mean, there's not going to be any side effects necessarily, except, you know, maybe you'll lose some weight, maybe you'll feel better, you know, energy wise, and just improve your overall health.
Well, Doctor, when I first met you, we were in a training session, you and Dr. Huff and a couple other guys. You know, one of the things I do, it's almost automatic, is I'll make a physical assessment of any man I meet as to what position they would be on my football team. And I instantly recognized you. I instantly recognized you as a running back. You have the classic physique of a football running back. In case you don't know,
thank
it.
Thank you.
Well, that's a compliment. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just look it up. running backs are typically not all that big. They generally are not over 6 feet tall. They can be, but not necessarily. They're very quick, very strong. And what I found out as a running back, that despite being only 6 feet tall and only 170 pounds or so, that I could knock down the biggest guy in front of me. Those 6 foot sure. four, 240 pound linemen, that John Moore, the running back, could knock him down and continue on his way. And that's your physique, Doctor. And it's a great physique for any man, any age. And it will serve you well throughout your life. It will. Well, Doctor, we're talking about health-related matters here. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a question or comment about health-related matters, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Doctor, would it be a fair statement that most adults, most of the time, the health issues they deal with are a consequence of two things, what they eat and what they don't eat?
Yes, sir. And not only with that, but, you know, your physical activity level. You know, I like to incorporate both of those.
It has to be.
They
You're
both
right.
play huge roles.
I will intentionally do things that will take more a longer walk, to pick up things and carry them to. I start my morning with my stretching routine and my crunches and my push-ups, and Dr. Huff gave me a special exercise called the dead bug exercise, which is kind of funny, but it's not very strenuous, and I think it's very good for the abdominal muscles, as long
yeah,
as
your core muscles for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You're familiar with the dead bug exercise yourself?
I am.
Okay. And that's something you can find on YouTube, I'm sure, pretty quick. The things talking about, you don't need to spend extra money. The extra time is minimal, quite minimal. It doesn't take all that much. It takes determination and changes in lifestyle more than it takes money, doesn't it, sir?
For sure. There's so much you can do. Okay, I'll finish this statement, but there's so much you can do at home every day that could benefit you in terms of, you know, lifestyle changes and physical activity. You know, you don't have to go and pay for that gym membership, let's say. You know, you don't have to go and pay for the personal trainer. I mean, I fully support those types of activities, but you don't have to do it. There is so much you can do on your own time at home, in the comfort of your own house. Even if you have the TV on, let's say, there's so much you can do.
And absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll finish my other statement when we come back.
We have a break. We get back, we're going to get Dr. Uroko's contact information. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hey, Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. This time I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, the New Year's sale is continuing to get equipment to protect your car, your home, your truck, your generator, your solar panel controls, EMP shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Pete Urokos. Doctor, you are looking to have new patients. You're in the metro Chicago area. What's that telephone number up there, sir?
Yeah, my phone number is 815-526-3279.
3279. That's 815-526-3279. And the website, sir?
My website is risingphoenixhealth.com.
Okay. And we've got you until what? About 10 before the hour. You have to scoot off to take care of some patients.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's great. We'll make best use of the time. There's a phrase that I hear occasionally, and you probably hear it more than me, where there's life, there's hope. We see men and women, well, more of you than myself, that have all kinds of chronic conditions that they're dealing with. They're still alive. There's hope, isn't there, sir?
Yeah, there's definitely hope. And again, kind of like what we were talking about before, you know, just making some lifestyle changes. And a point that I wanted to make, you know, we said that there's a lot that you can do in the comfort of your own home with or without weights or other types of machinery and things like that. But also making dietary lifestyle changes and, you know, not eating out as much, not eating fast food all the time. I mean, I personally know people who order food or go pick it up from fast food places, other restaurants, things like that, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner almost every single day of the week.
Yeah, you're all serious, obviously. Really?
I'm sorry?
I find it to be incredible. That's amazing.
It's mind-boggling. If we make the lifestyle change to try and avoid that, and you can slowly cut some of that stuff out. You don't have to do it all at once. but if you start shopping and trying to prepare meals at home, it's ultimately going to save you money as well. And there's so many great recipes and things out there that you can find that are fairly inexpensive, and like for me personally, I cook for myself. That's it, and you know, I don't have a wife or kids or anything, and it allows me to, you know, I still cook a lot in big batches, so it allows me to have meals for multiple days. You know, food prep, if you will. So that makes it easy too. You spend a day, you make different things, you food prep for yourself for the next few days, and you don't have to worry about, oh, what am I going to eat? And, oh, I guess I better run through the drive-thru really quick because that's my only option.
So you're still single, doctor?
Yes, sir.
And are you seeing anybody, a young lady, seriously or not?
Not at the moment.
Well, ladies listening, Dr. Urokos is a handsome young man. He has a great job, great potential, and he cooks. So, I'm just trying to, you know, help you out here, doctor. If you're in the metro Chicago area, I know Dr. Urokos, and he would be a great catch, so to speak. So you may want to figure out how to become a patient of his so you can meet him. We have a break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 14th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. New photos there of me and my beautiful black motorcycle and in my Triumph sports car. We've got exciting new things like the satellite telephones available for sale. What I found out about them is you can do all the texting you want and not use up your minutes. And, of course, energy cleaners. We finally got the back orders caught up, and we're taking orders to help people get past their arthritis pain and get the great night's sleep. The toll-free order line for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad that I personally box up, I personally ship from the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where tonight they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Pete Urokos, who is a handsome single young man, ladies. And the telephone number to contact Dr. Urokos is 815-526-3279. Rising Phoenix is his website. Is that Rising Phoenix dot what?
RisingPhoenixHealth.com.
Our caller is Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. P. I noticed you mentioned a few minutes ago, Doctor, that people are making frequent use of fast food outlets for eating out. And, you know, this triggered a few memories. When I was a kid, we had fast food restaurants. They weren't nearly as ubiquitous as they are now. There weren't as many of them. But as a kid in the 60s, I'd say maybe we'd have maybe a fast food hamburger once or maybe twice a month. You know, it was like a big treat. Ooh, we're going to stop at the Geno's and get burgers and fries. Mm-hmm. And that was a rarity. You know, mostly we had, you know, three squares a day at home or in school. When I was in college, we had a building called the Dining Hall where you would go and everybody would, the Dining Halls, you know, at that time had salad bars and hot vegetables and decent entrees. And, you know, there was a trouble problem with a lot of times the girls with, we saw the advent of bulimia and bulimorexia. The dining hall would have signs that said, take all you like, eat all you take. They didn't want to throw the food away, but then they realized that wasn't addressing the issue of the eating disorders. And so, you know, they put up signs encouraging, you know, people to, you know, partake carefully, you know, and carefully choose their food and not waste it. Nowadays, it almost seems like people are using the fast food restaurants almost like the college dining hall. You know, we go to lunch and have a, you know, cheeseburger, go to dinner and have a fish sandwich. And of course, innumerable pizza places with all sorts of gooey, fat-laden, sugar-laden stuff. It just seems like a lot of people, I'm sure, are still cooking. I look at the produce section in the food store and see all sorts of different, the myriad of vegetables and fruits, you know, so people are still buying that stuff and cooking, but it seems like a larger and larger percentage of people are just you know, eating out at restaurants and eating starch, you know, super starchy, super fatty food all the time.
Well, not only that, but all the preservatives and all the garbage that's in it, you know, they have to mass produce that and it doesn't go out the same day, right? So they've got a pump full of God knows what.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, I don't know. It's like, what, how many minutes does it take to put together a decent sandwich with maybe some, you know, lunch meat, lettuce? You know, it's like every, like I say, there's just this, you know,
it takes less time to do that than to drive somewhere to go pick something up. For sure.
Yeah, exactly. You get in the car and they'll have different fast food trash in the back, on the back floor and stuff like that from several different.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, I decided that you tweaked my memory on this stuff. That's all.
Right. Well, Glenn, thank you for the sharing your memory.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Doctor.
Soft drink. I mean, we call it pop out here.
Yeah, the different parts of the country. Some parts they call it pop, some parts is soda, but it's all poison regardless. The diet sodas are the worst. They're all bad, but the diet sodas are the worst. And your body becomes physically addicted to diet soda. It's not just a mental thing, isn't it, sir?
No. I think I spoke before, but I had a patient whenever I was in school, actually, who refused to give up drinking Diet Pop, Diet Coke, and I can't remember how many she would drink in a day, but it was in the double digits.
Well, one of my doctor friends, and because my wife was a doctor, I know a lot of chiropractors, he had a young lady who was healthy, height weight proportionate, who was doing a lot of yard work in the hot summertime, and started drinking a 2-liter bottle of diet soda every day that she had not done before. She made herself diabetic in just over a month of doing that. just by drinking by drinking a 2-liter bottle of diet soda per day, every day for a month. She made herself diabetic. How tragic.
Yeah.
How absolutely tragic.
And now you have all kinds of other issues that come along with that. It's just plain and simple, no good.
Yeah.
And that's something, too. You know, we're talking about some lifestyle changes. Simply cutting out those types of drinks in the beginning, again, like I said, you can start out slow and, you know, cut certain things out just gradually, you know, start out cutting out the soft drinks and those types of things. I guarantee you're going to feel better.
Absolutely. It's been about 35 years ago. My very dear friend I served with in Vietnam, he said, John, I eat from the three main food groups, pizza, beer, and ice cream. And I knew this would not have a good outcome. He suffered from multiple chronic issues all his life. He died, it'll be 2 years ago this spring, as a consequence of what he ate and what he didn't eat. I miss him dearly, but he was a bright guy. He was a psychologist and very well educated, very bright, but he made wrong decisions, and I couldn't talk him out of it, not for my lack of trying. But he was he was his own man. And he lived his life the way he wanted to, and he died as a consequence, didn't he?
Sure.
It's not necessary. It is not necessary. It's easy to find because of the modern age, the longevity of Americans as opposed to the rest of the planet. There's more than 35 countries, including third world countries, where people live longer. In the country where more money is spent per person per year on medical care than any country on the planet. That's the United States.
Mm-hmm.
What's broken with that? More money per person per year on health care than any country on the planet, and more than 35 countries, people live longer. How long do you need to think about that?
I'm sure part of that is not only what we're eating and drinking and our lack of physical activity and exercise, but also the fact that what the population is taking in terms of pharmaceuticals.
Well, yeah.
All of that. But that's another.
Well, that'll be a topic for another day. I know you need to scoot out the door here, and we got about 5 or 6 minutes left with you. When I was 25 years old, my opinion was pretty similar to most Americans. Oh, I can eat whatever I want, not eat what I don't want to eat. And if something hurts or goes wrong, I'll go to a medical doctor and I'll get a prescription for a pill to make that whatever's wrong go away. That's what I thought. That's what I believed before I met Dr. Moore. And she changed my life in so many positive ways. If I continued eating the way I ate when I was 25 years old, doctor, I'd either be a 240-pound diabetic or I'd be dead. There's no in between. Nothing in between. I ate every sugary, tasty snack that there was. I mean, I did. You know, and I didn't think anything of it. Oh, this tastes good. I'm going to eat that. You know, I didn't know any better. I was really ignorant. And what they promote in school for diet is really not all that healthy either, is it?
No, it's not. And I was going to make a point, and it just escaped my mind.
Something about the food pyramid that they promote in school?
No, I can't remember. Something I apologize.
Else. Well, that's okay. I know you got a lot on your mind. Well, Doctor, our mission here every Friday, you're with me every other Friday, Dr. Huff, every other Friday, is to educate and inform people, let them know that things can be different if they choose to. The beginning point is desire, isn't it, sir?
Yes. Desire,
once you got
action.
Yes. Once you got the desire, then the action takes place. Once the action takes place, then there can be changes, can't there, sir?
Yes, absolutely. I remember the point I was going to make. If you make those lifestyle changes, and let's just say you start eating better, those cravings for that type of food, like you were saying, those tasty treats, it's going to be less. I don't want to say it's going to be absent, but it's going to be less. You won't really crave that stuff. And whenever you do, you know, and I personally know this with my own body, that whenever you do eat that kind of stuff, you see and how it makes you feel. And it's really interesting to feel that and then think like, wow, you know, I don't like feeling this way. So you don't really crave that stuff as much as you used to.
That's right. That's right. There was a time, and we were talking 20 years ago, it's at the end of a day of doing manual labor and sweating, and I would look so forward to that first Coca-Cola over ice. It was something I really, really anticipated and really looked forward to. It was a hard habit to break. I no longer have that. I haven't drank any kind of soda at all for about 18 years or so, maybe 20, I don't know, but that was a hard habit to break, and it was a habit, and it was what I thought was a fun, okay habit. It turns out it's not healthy. It's not going to help you achieve your goal. If your goal is to have a long, healthy, productive life, soft drinks can't be part of it. They simply can't, can they?
No. And again, it's something small that we can cut out, something that's fairly easy, you know, after a couple of weeks, and it can impact you
in very positive
in a huge way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, if you can just do that one thing, ladies and gentlemen, cut out the soft drinks. Increase water. You want healthy, clean water with no sodium fluoride, no chlorine, healthy, clean water. And Americans tend to be dehydrated in general, don't they, sir?
They do. And, you know, we're lots of people with the soft drinks and the Gatorade and all that type of garbage, I know people who just simply don't like water. You know, they don't like the way it tastes or whatever. You know, put some fruit in it.
Yeah, I was going to say many public water supplies don't have a pleasant taste. But something I learned somewhat recently, when you're drinking soft drinks, Gatorade, coffee, tea, your body recognizes those as food. It doesn't recognize it as water, does it, sir?
Right.
And that was a hard concept for me to understand and accept, but it has a scientific basis. You need water. You need to consume lots of water every day, and especially older Americans. Older Americans tend to be more dehydrated than younger, but all Americans need to drink water all the time, typically a lot more than what they do, don't they, sir?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what would be your recommendation for water consumption for an adult male or adult female?
I like to say, you know, 50 or 57% of your body weight.
Ounces. So if you weigh 100 pounds,
correct,
you should drink 50 ounces. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. And
okay.
At least if you can do more, good. I mean, you don't want to overdo it, but, you know, and it all depends on, you know, your activity level, what your job is like. You know, I mean, it's cold outside, so not a whole lot of people are, you know, engaging in activities outside.
Right.
But, you know, if you go to the gym and you're sweating at the gym, you're going to have to drink more.
If I'm sweating a lot, I'll put a quarter teaspoon of sea salt per gallon, which doesn't taste salty at all. It'll help keep the electrolytes in balance, and that's important also, isn't it, sir?
Yes. Yes, it is. You know, you're sweating. You're sweating the electrolytes out as well, so it's important to replenish that for sure.
And if I was king, I would make Gatorade illegal. Quite frankly, They have a brilliant marketing scheme, but that is not. There's nothing healthy at all about Gatorade, is there, sir?
No, there's so much. Again, you know, there's so much sugar in it, sodium, preservatives, dye. There's so much in that that's just awful for you.
It is. It is. If I was king, I would make soft drinks illegal, or tax them so much that people would slow down and stop buying them. But I'm not king, and I can't do that. I'm going to just gently and politely request people to do their own homework, do their own research, reach their own conclusions, and then move forward to do what's healthy for them. With what's coming at us, Doctor, we need healthy Americans, don't we, sir?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Doctor, I know you need to go up, take care of your patients. Thank you. We'll have you back in 2 weeks.
All right. Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Doctor. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we're back, gentlemen. We are back. That's the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. I've seen these young men and women perform a couple of times. None of them are over 18 years of age. They graduate and have to move on with their life. These are teenagers that they wear the authentic uniforms of the 1804 U.S. Army. They play the music of the 1804 U.S. Army. They're headquartered out of St. Charles County, Missouri. And their CDs are for sale at my website to help them pay for uniforms and instruments and travel and things like that. And if you buy their CDs, you'll enjoy the music and help support them in their efforts. Well, I always look forward to visiting with the doctors. We talk a lot about health on the John Moore Radio Show. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and we talk about the doTERRA oils and how they can help with health. We have Dr. Lynn Horowitz, who talks about health-related matters. Dr. Scott Huff, Dr. Pete Urokos. We all talk about health-related matters every week. And I know it's having a positive impact. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner. I talked to Tom Berryhill. Let's not leave out Tom in the Energy Cleaner. You know, a lot of our the customers for the Energy Cleaner, they are chiropractors and medical doctors both, and frequently people whose chiropractors and medical doctors have recommended that they buy an Energy Cleaner and a mattress pad for themselves. I meet and know and associate with people from all walks of life, all income levels, people who are barely scraping by economically, and multimillionaires and everybody in between. And I'll tell you, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You really don't. I'm personally acquainted with multimillionaires who have lost their health, and their lives are miserable. That's a fact. It doesn't have to be that way. For most people, it doesn't have to be that way. Obviously, if you suffered trauma because of an automobile accident or something like that, something beyond your control, you have to deal with it and go on with your life on one hand. On the other, most health-related matters most of the time are a consequence of what we stated earlier, consequence of two things, what you eat and what you don't eat. There's more to it, obviously, but that's a very simplistic response. But that's a truism. It really is. And you have control over that. You have absolute control over those two things, what you eat and what you don't eat. Now, here's a heads up. It'll help you out economically. These farmers markets, which are more popular around the country these days, I used to visit the Soulard Farmers Market in St. Louis City, which has been in business for, about 200 years, close to it, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you show up at one of these farmer markets, the last hour that they're open, the last 50 minutes that they're open, these people don't want to pack up their fruits and vegetables and take them home, the dairy products, and take them home. They want to sell them, and they will give you a deep discount. How about that? We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.